whatever it is on this amazing day. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, and this is Coffee in Christ, my weekly share of the daily process that has literally transformed my life. Those of you who are familiar with the podcast know it's totally spontaneous. Nothing is rehearsed. I just go to some sources here, and it was revealed to me. I share with you, and the hope is that this will allow you to get a word for you that that will serve you in some form or fashion, because we are all called to be the light. We are staying at a bed and breakfast hotel kind of place in Black Mountain, North Carolina. That's where I'm coming to you from. And just a little anecdotal story, where the ladies that clean, she came walking down the steps as I was talking to somebody at the front desk. She had this biggest smile on her face, and I just stopped and I said, "That smile is amazing. Keep that going." We had a great conversation about, you know, she said, "Yeah, this world is kind of a dark place," and she was a younger gal. So you got to just, you know, try to keep this smile on. I'm like, "You're doing a great job with it." I said, "That's how we make the dark world a better place. We can all contribute with just our little smiles, and that will do it for people." And she agreed, and she smiled even more. So that's just a little story. Let's go right into the verse of the day. "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Okay, this is very simple, profound, but right at the point. Whatever you have learned or received or heard, put into practice. It just means to just do it. Don't overthink it. Just act according to the word. That's what this is all about. And I love the second part, "the God of peace will be with you." So the way I look at that, I'm in a very peaceful space right now in my life. Peace and joy are just abundant in my life. And it is because I have been trusting in the word and living the word, practicing what it teaches me each and every day. So again, this verse today is gonna, as I read more today, because I'll have quiet time later today as well, and coming up, we're about to read from a plan. So the message to me is clear: put this into practice. And that would be the message to you too. Whatever we're gonna hear today, put it into practice. That's what it's all about. All right, let's go to the devotional. All right, here we go. Set apart by love. We learned that God is love. It's not an action of God, it's who He is. Now let's dig in. I want us to look at what God says love should look like in our lives. Let's talk about what the Bible says we as children of God, believers, Christians, whatever term you may use to identify your relationship with God, this is how God said you can recognize His children. All right, so we've got a verse reference here, and it is 1 John 4, 7 to 21. Let's read what it says here. "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in Him and He in us. He has given us His Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them." There we go. So if anyone acknowledges, making a note of this in my journal, if anyone acknowledges Let's see, I lost my place here. Okay, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus is the Son of God, which I do, he is, God lives in them. And they in God. Whew, that's good. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. The perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Boom. Love, perfect love drives out fear. So you can't have fear. And we were just talking about this. I think I was talking about it with my mom on this trip. We've been on a long trip here together. And yeah, fear, if there's any fear, then love is not present. Perfect love is not present. We're not trusting in Him enough. Ah, the one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because He first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And He has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Oof. Wow. I don't know about you, but this is very convicting to me. And that's the author. It's convicting to me too. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. And whoever does not love does not know God. Nowhere does this say love when it's convenient or comfortable, or you don't have to love everyone, just those that are like you. Prepare yourself, because this may sting a little. If we say we have asked God into our lives, yet we are rude, mean, or angry all the time, what actually separates us from people who don't know God? Why would anyone want to know God if people who represent Him are treating them like everyone else? Yes, amen. Now, this has been something that I've lived into, and I can say confidently, I am not rude, mean, or angry with people. As a matter of fact, I'm the opposite of that. And it's not to manipulate. It's just, it's God working through me. That's the spirit of joy. I told you I'm having peace and joy right now at this point in life. And that's what's coming through, is that peace and joy is coming through me. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, let's look at our example again. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Our example of loving others is God giving up His Son for us. If you remember from yesterday, God didn't wait until we had things together. He loved and forgave us just the right time when we were still powerless. Christ died for the ungodly. How well are we loving the people around us? How well are you loving the person who drives you crazy? I'm working on that, right? I mean, I had a lot of trying moments with my mom. But for the most part, I think there's only one, you know, minute long sequence where we kind of got agitated with one another. And it was because she was trying to make things easier for me, but they were actually going to be making them harder for me. So it was kind of funny. We ended up laughing about it afterwards. But that is so good. How well are you loving the person who drives you crazy? Yesterday and today's readings are setting up our understanding of what or who love is and what love should look like in our lives. Over the next 5 days, I will unpack my story of how love destroyed my fear and helped me forgive the person who left the deepest wound of my life. So that I will maybe be reflecting on a little bit the next time we meet. Well, this is amazing. It's quite a difference from love as we define it in our culture, isn't it? It's just, it all starts with the gift from God, who is love, to us by sending his son. That is love. And then to be able to be that as our example of loving others. And for me, it's really getting into forget the past, living in the present moment only, not thinking about the future, just being in the present. That's what that's imparting on me. So hopefully you got something from this today too. I know I did. It's been amazing. Join us each every week on Thursdays for Coffee in Christ, but also Finding Your Purpose airs on Mondays. Check out the podcast, subscribe, share it, get back to me. There'll be show notes on how you get in touch with me, that sort of thing. Let's do that. I'm going to be consistent, just like God. I'm going to be showing up here every Thursday. So hope to hear from you, and hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening.